welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you, because this is your unscripted show. That's right. We did two this month because we had that little phone issue earlier, and so we did two unscripted to make sure that we got all of your topics in for the month of August. So this is the final one for this month of August for unscripted, so that means you bring the topics to the table. Jerry and I haven't prepared anything. Our notebooks are empty because you are bringing those wonderful ideas to the world with visiting past shows, suggesting future topics that we could discuss. Maybe you were left on the line on one of our very active episodes and you said, oh, I want a chance to say something. Well, this is your chance. You have a question about the faith or just a question in general, or you just want to share something. We are here because that's what Unscripted's all about. Right, Jer?
That's right. Just imagine we're all sitting around a living room somewhere or gathered together at some establishment having a cup of coffee or a cold beverage or something. It's still the summertime, so we're trying to stay refreshed and hydrated. But we're all just gathered around, and all of a sudden this conversation breaks out and something crosses your mind or comes to your heart, and you want to share that with the rest of us. Well, this is the time to do that. Again, as Debbie said, unscripted. We've been doing this for a little over 10 years, and you always come to the table with a lot of topics. So what's going on in your life, in your world, in your family, in your work, in your church? 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986.
And we have Matt on the phones, Michael at the controls, and Rich on social media. Jerry, please wave to everybody. The chats are going strong. Well, I have something to bring to the table, Jerry, for Unscripted, since okay. It's an open forum, and I really would love to share this because you cannot make this up. You cannot script this. This is hilarious. Okay, and I will actually send the article that has a video attached to it. I'll send it to Michael, our producer, and Michael will post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, okay? And everybody check it out because it's for real. Oh, so yesterday I was running errands real fast, getting last minute things done because I am flying out to the radio conference tomorrow morning in Virginia, the radio conference and the family celebration, and everybody's getting prepared for that. So I was running my errands, and in Arizona, we are in the monsoon season here, which means really heavy rains, and it's just, it almost looks like the Wizard of Oz. So yesterday I get this alert coming in real fast from text messaging from friends and phone calls. My husband's nonstop trying to call me, and I said, uh-oh, something's wrong. And he said, the monsoons are coming in, and a haboob is coming in. Now, I know that sounds like a funny word, but you'll see the news article. It is called a haboob, and what that means is it's a ground level all the way up to the sky of a rolling wall of dust that comes into the Valley of the Sun, Arizona. It gets very dark. It gets very hard to drive. And I just want to let everyone know that rolled in yesterday. And I was ahead of it, several miles ahead of it. I could see it in my rearview mirror coming, and everybody was racing as fast as they could to get to their destination, to get away from it. And it came through the valley. It tore apart a ton of trees and roofs and all sorts of things. We have a gigantic tree in our backyard from the Greenbelt area. But anyway, I found out this morning that the roof of Terminal 4 of Sky Harbor International Airport was ripped off. Ripped off. Yeah, and that's the terminal I'm flying out of.
Oh, good luck.
So, yeah, good luck is right. So I just found out about 4 minutes ago that they were able to move everything, and the flights are going off on time tomorrow. So I'm praying I can get to Virginia tomorrow, but you cannot make this stuff up. So I will send the video because I guess apparently that's a fun word that nobody understands what it is, but it is called a haboob, and it's basically just a wall of dust.
Well, it's a good thing. You got to stay ahead of those, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And so Debbie just shared something that is going on or happened in her life. What about you, Take Two family? What's going on? We're just having a conversation here. It is unscripted, so you bring the topic you want to address. It can be something you share. It could be a question that you ask, something about the faith. If you want to share what's going on in your family, maybe you've got some exciting things happening, maybe a family reunion, a class, high school or college class reunion happening right to about this time of year. Maybe you're going to the EWTN family celebration and you want to share your excitement about that. Almost anything goes here on Unscripted, but you got to call and share that with us at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So, actually, as we're doing this show, my neighbor is texting me saying, do you realize you have a tree leaning up against your house? And I said, yes, I know. So, I mean, everybody's trying to help each other. Wow. Okay, Unscripted it is. Bring the topics to the table. This is what it is. We're family. We journey together. We explore things together. We talk about things. We even debate things. But it's a wonderful journey because we get to do it as the mystical body of Christ. So bring your topics to the table, guys. Come on. You got to have a sense of humor about things. And maybe you had a joke from yesterday's joke show that was very popular. And you want to tell your joke and make us laugh. I could use a good laugh today. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You got to keep a sense of humor, Jer.
Well, you definitely do, especially when you're back in the seminary and classes have started, which has happened today. It's the first day of classes for me and the other men here at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. It's in Weston, Massachusetts. And my class this morning was moral theology, and I've got, let's see, modern church history and Trinity coming up. And I can't remember what all my other classes are, but we are back at it here. And, you know, it's interesting. You talked about keeping a sense of humor because, Debbie, all of us have been out. We had our first year back last year. We're now in second year, but we've all been out of the classroom for 20, 30 years. So it's right. Really kind of an interesting dynamic getting back into reading and studying and taking exams when you thought that was all over with decades ago.
I know. I'll never forget when I went back for my graduate degree in theology, Jerry, and they handed us this one book and it was like 900 pages or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? You expect us to read this?
Well, I don't say this to our professors, but I think it all the time. We all think this all the time, and that is they all must feel like they're the only class that we have when they dole out the reading assignments because,
right.
You know, it could be like, hey, for next week, we just want you to read these next 100 pages, and that's, you know, times that by five, and you're spending a lot of time with your nose in a book, but it's all good. You know, we're all on a mission, God willing, a journey toward the Holy Priesthood, so it's what we have to do right now. And to Take Two Family, what you have to do is load up these phone lines here. In fact, it looks like they might be full right now. Well, it's Unscripted. We're going to hear what's on your mind next. 833-288-3986.
Okay, this is your Unscripted show, and you guys are definitely responding. Debbie, we'll get to you in just a moment. Everyone else, keep hanging on there and talking to Matt. And we'll get you on air in just a moment. Jerry and I just want to share about this ebook Mass Guide. It's a booklet it is free. It's so awesome, you guys. So listen to this. EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 Eastern. We want to help you draw closer to our Eucharistic King. Our free Mass Guide booklet, which includes both English and Latin text, so that is really cool, will help you to follow along with the Mass on EWTN and unite with Catholics worldwide. For a free Mass booklet or ebook, visit EWTN.com/Catholicism and click Readings.
All right, very good. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie promised we're going to Debbie, and we will do just that, listening in Minnesota today on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. I'm having a hard time hearing you, though, so
okay.
Hold on.
Okay, well...
I am from Lancaster, Minnesota, originally, I guess. I lived in a little town when I was growing up. My husband grew up there, and he was part of this little church that is along the Canadian border. His parents and grandparents are probably the ancestors that built that church. But on September 28th of this year, we will be celebrating 125 years of that church remaining open. So I'm asking for prayers, and I guess that we have beautiful weather, and we have enough food, a good attendance, and praise to God for allowing it to be there.
Yeah, thanks be to God. That's an amazing milestone, Debbie, 125 years. And to have grandparents who most likely worked on the construction and the building of that church, what a great blessing that is. I can only imagine the this part of the country, like you said, right up against the Canadian border right there in late September. It's probably going to be absolutely gorgeous. We'll pray for that. And we'll definitely pray, Debbie Georgiani, that they have enough food, like she said.
Yeah, definitely an abundance of food. You want that. But you have such a rich history there, Debbie. You're so blessed. And I hope you just have, you know, an amazing amount of pictures to capture this memory.
I do too. I do too. I hope that we have just, well, I know God will grant us a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And I know he will give us all of the food we need, because we've hosted many dinners out there where I know for a fact that it was God who divided the loaves and fishes.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I love that. Wow.
How beautiful.
You have a beautiful heart, Debbie. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing this great celebration with us. I put it in the book so that you can have an abundance of everything, Debbie.
Thank you very much. And I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, we love you too. Thank you. And I love your name, Debbie. It's a great name. Okay.
Yeah. God bless. Thanks for the call, Debbie. Yeah, it reminds me of at the celebrate, what do you call it, the wake after my sister's funeral in 2017.
Yeah.
We actually were running out of food, and nobody had a chance to call anybody, Debbie, but get this, somebody showed up with we were actually out of ham. It's one thing that we needed, and somebody showed up with a fresh baked ham without having been called or anything. This was like two-thirds of the way through the celebration of the wake. And so it was just like, you know, this divine gift from God, you know, that what we needed, he actually provided without anybody even being told that we were in need of that. So God does provide.
Yeah. Absolutely. And all of heaven is watching. It's a beautiful thing. We have a lot of heavenly support. But Jerry, just a little heads up on something. You always have to just make sure you link up with an Italian family, because we always have an abundance of food.
Always more than enough.
Always more than enough. Okay, Emily is up next from the great state of Louisiana, listening on the iHeart Radio app. Hi, Emily. Welcome to Unscripted.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. I'm wonderful, thanks. I wanted to share something with you, not really a question, but I just attended a retreat over the weekend, and its acronym is ACTS, A-C-T-S, and the retreat was actually started by the Holy Spirit. The acronym ACTS is short for Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service to Your Community. Mm-hmm. And our parish in Louisiana learned about it from parishes in Texas, where there's now more than 122 parishes in San Antonio, and all 15 dioceses in Texas has caught on to this concept, and it's rapidly growing through our Louisiana community and state. It's also in 7 countries, South Africa, Canada, Honduras, England, Panama, and in 3 continents.
Wow.
So it's basically to promote international and intentional Christ-centered discipleship. It's such a beautiful, beautiful program.
Yeah.
And it's also meant to build parish community. So I just wanted to share that. If anybody has heard of it, I would say yes to the retreat. It's experiencing God's love by retreating from the world and all its distractions.
Right.
So I just wanted to call that to mind. It's kind of a new concept, but it's such a beautiful, beautiful program.
Well, yeah, and you're right. It's new. That's relative, but it's new. But I've actually been on an ACTS retreat many years ago. So in our area, it was very active in the Diocese of Phoenix, and it still is. And Emily, I couldn't agree with you more. The ACTS retreat is a beautiful way to build community. It's a beautiful way to share the testimonies of others, and to journey with others, and to get to know one another, support one another, learn from each other. other and grow in ways like you just shared, adoration and theology and service. I couldn't agree more. I love the Acts Retreat. I will tell you that some people are hesitant to go on Acts Retreats because they know they may be asked to share. And it really is very, very welcoming, very friendly, and at your own, you know, at your own pace. Nobody's forced to do anything. It's just a beautiful weekend. Wouldn't you say, Emily?
Oh, I totally agree. And myself, I was a little shy to share, but the whole environment evokes community, mm-hmm. invokes love and sharing and trust.
Right.
So it was very easy for me to open up and share my experiences with my Catholic faith with my women and retreatants. Also, yeah. I want to mention that there is a men's Acts retreat as well. Mm-hmm. So it's open to everybody, and it's just a beautiful thing. Just please say yes. Go.
Yeah, I agree with you, Emily.
Love.
Yeah, my husband and I both went on. He went on the men's, obviously, Acts, and I went on the women's Acts retreat. And it was fabulous. I'm still friends with the ladies today, many years later. So I agree with you, Emily. And we promote Acts retreats here on Take Two all the time because that comes up. So
Awesome.
Yeah, we have actually. So, but it's always a great reminder. And see, you were just on the retreat. So you have that
yeah.
retreat. Yeah, you have that retreat high, which is great because now you're communicating that to the world, right? And then people
that's
are going to go,
right.
oh, if
right.
you know, Emily sounds really happy. So I want to do that too. So that's good. What do you say, Jerry?
It has really lifted my soul and my heart. It just really has in a very different way. So I encourage everybody to say yes if you have the opportunity.
Emily, I'm so glad you called too, because, you know, as Christians, you know, we're called to be, we're not called to just, you know, punch a time clock for an hour once a week, but really to grow not only in the knowledge of our faith, but in, you know, relationship with other people and having these experiences. So I'm glad you called. It's a great reminder to us to share with you, all of you, the Take Two family. Look into this. It's ACTS, Acts Retreat. There's also Curcio's. There's other things, you know, men's and women's retreats everywhere. Take advantage of these opportunities to grow in your relationship with God and your relationship with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So,
mm-hmm.
Emily, thank you.
And can I also say, it
sure.
just helped me to bridge the gap. I'm also a student of the ILM program, which is a lay ministry at the seminary. So I'm so excited because this is completely just, I mean, it just really reinforced everything that I'm learning.
Beautiful.
About my faith.
Good
so I'm
deal,
I'm really
Emily.
Happy about that.
We can hear it in your voice. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you, Emily.
You keep going, Emily. That's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Great phone call. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love Unscripted. It's so much fun because you're just moving with all different topics and we're learning and growing together. So Teresa called back, Jerry, which I'm so grateful to Teresa that she did that, from Rochester, New York, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Teresa, welcome back.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. I'm asking for prayer this morning. Due to some unfortunate circumstances, my lovely grandson, Aiden Joseph, was let go from his job through, I feel, very unjust decision. Yeah. Mm. And, of course, my son-in-law, they work at the same place, and so he's so angry and disappointed that he walked off the job, too. So
I'm just
asking for prayer for employment for both of them in a safe place where they will be valued.
Yes, yes. Okay, so real quickly, Teresa, before you go. Okay, so they both walked off the job.
Well, my grandson was let go and my son-in-law walked off.
Right. Okay, so they both left the job together because and it sounds like that your son's very angry about this. Okay, this is the time, Teresa, I know it's strange, but tell them they've got to flip it in their brain. Okay, if they stay angry, they're going to get a lot of negative results with that. So tell them to look at this as a huge adventure, an exciting time for both of them to find wonderful employment, whether it's
opportunity.
Yes, please, Teresa, you've got to tell them, please. I'm telling you, make that change in your brain immediately. Because they've got to look at this, that this is a golden opportunity for both of them, either together or separately. And we will be praying for that that their mind and their outlook changes immediately so that they can see the beautiful things that are in front of them. What do you say, Jer?
No, I agree with that. And you mentioned, Teresa, your grandson, Aiden Joseph. Well, that just sparks in my heart. You know, I'm sure you've already thought of this. They need to go to St. Joseph, you know, who is the, you know, the patron of you know, employment and workers and so forth. And, you know, just really rely upon him. But I like what how Debbie framed this. You know, it's could be an opportunity for them. There may be some challenges along the way of finding those open doors that God has for them. But that's, we'll definitely be praying for them. And I'm sure Debbie already has this
intention in the book,
in the prayer book.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you all of you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Teresa, you're going to call us back and you're going to have a praise report, Teresa. Already be thinking about that call back to us, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Teresa.
God bless. Yeah, it's unscripted today. This is how it works. What's on your mind? What's on your heart? A burden on your heart? A prayer intention? If you didn't get through on our joke show yesterday and you've got one you wanted to share, there's something going on in your faith life, maybe some good things happening in your relationship with God, with your spouse, with your family, on the job, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN. 288-3986. We'll go to Anthony next in London, Ontario, listening today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Anthony. Welcome.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie. How are you guys doing?
Great. So glad that you called in
today. I thought I'd call in to share with you. This year we held our 53rd annual family reunion. It's been going on for 53 years now.
Wow.
And except during COVID, we had to miss out. But I have 7 brothers and 8 sisters.
Wow.
And it's always a wonderful occasion for us to get together.
Mm. Wow. So 8 of each, 8 girls and 8 boys.
Huh? The weekend actually starts with a golf tournament for the golfers.
Oh,
on the
nice. And nice.
Then on Saturday morning, the most important part of our weekend is the gathering around our parents' graves up at St. Peter's Cemetery.
Oh.
And we have a beautiful prayer service. It's very edifying. And they're the ones, of course, who keep us together as a family, even though my mother has been gone now for almost 50 years, and my dad about 30 years or so.
Wow.
But then after that, we have a big picnic in the park. And then on Sunday morning, we end up at 10 o'clock Mass at St. Patrick's Church because our family are all from Ireland. And the big statue outside of St. Patrick's Church was erected by my brother in memory of our parents. So it's just a wonderful weekend, a very great way to celebrate and to keep together.
I am just in a state of longing, Anthony, because I never really had this. I mean, so many families don't. You hear so much of about discord and disunity among families, and Debbie, to hear this amazing unity and beautiful spirit among Anthony and his siblings is just a real blessing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think all of us are sitting here going, why can't our families be like that? I mean, you are very, very blessed, and it sounds like you know it, and it's pretty amazing, and your parents did an amazing job. Incredible. Wow. It still goes on. The 53rd annual family reunion. I just wish we could get invited next year, Anthony.
Well, maybe we'll send you an invitation.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
But
thank
what's
you.
Really great is that it's the nephews and nieces who are carrying us forward.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's next generation. Wow.
Well, yeah, and who would want to let go of a tradition like that? That is just absolutely beautiful. Anthony, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Be blessed today, and give our love and prayers to all of your siblings as well. Thanks for calling in from London, Ontario, in Canada.
And starts with a golf tournament, Jerry.
Yeah, a golf tournament, and then the great picnic, and then the mass, the mass together. Anthony, thank you. We're going to get a short pause here. You hear the music there from Michael, our producer. Hang on, Catherine, if you are on the line, you're going to get on the show. Tina, Johnny, and the others. It's Unscripted today. Anything you want to talk about, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We have one line that is open, and I think that has your name on it. Hanging out together. together here on the radio on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We always say it's your show. You make it what it is each and every day, and especially on days like this, Unscripted, when you bring the topic, something you want to ask, something you want to share, something on your mind, something in your heart, let us know what's happening in your world today. And if you're comfortable doing so, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we love the affiliates that carry the program. And that includes another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 14 years with us. That is WHYF. The frequency is AM 720. It's serving the Harrisburg and Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. So congratulations to Joe Nebestinski and everyone at Holy Family Radio from all of us, your friends here at EWTN.
And we especially love the affiliates that carry Take Two Live, because you're giving your listeners an opportunity to call in and represent your network, which is so beautiful. And we come together and learn and grow together as a family. And so we hear and we read all of the emails, and everybody appreciates it. Your listeners appreciate being able to call in. So thank you, thank you, thank you to the affiliates. Catherine is from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on our wonderful friends at AM 1260 The Rock. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I think something, I tell something strange that happened to the 7th, and I almost forgot about it and came back to me. But when I was 7 years old, I made my first communion. It was the beginning of the summer vacation. And my mother used to ask me to go to a small meat market to get meat for her. And we opened the door, and there's a lot of space going to the counter playing the bath. And I started talking to an older lady there, and I asked if she wanted a pretzel or a ball gum. It was only a penny then, and she told me, no, thank you. But for a while, every time I went to the meat market, I had me 4 or 5 times in a row, the same older lady was there. And every time I talked to her, you know, I was actually trying to pass her a ball gum, and she always told me, no, thank you. And I didn't, what's strange is I didn't go to the meat market every day for Mother. I never knew what days I was going to go, and it wasn't always the same time, but in the afternoon. And then, for a long time, I didn't see her. Maybe several weeks passed. In my mind, I kept wondering where she was. Several weeks went by, and one day I go into the meat market, and a lady comes in from behind, and she came up to me and said to me, as a little girl, she said, ask if I want a ball gum. Ball gum. She had a real clear voice, but I looked up into her face. She did not look like the same lady I had seen before and talked to. She looked like a younger lady. She looked like a lady younger, much younger, younger than the lady I saw and even talking to. So I cautioned to myself, maybe she looks different. I was only 7, so I thought maybe she looks different. I haven't seen her a long time, but it has to be the same lady. Even though she looked younger, but I was only 7. So I said yes, and she gave me a quarter. And then I suddenly felt it. I could never see her again. I'd never see her again, and I never did. And then I started walking home, and all of a sudden, it came to me, it was the Blessed Virgin. I saw the Blessed Virgin. This thought was very strong in my mind many days it died away. And I know today it's like something strongly pressed it there. Yeah. And I just wonder about that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it is something worth wondering about, Catherine, because you had this experience, you know, on multiple occasions. And like you said, it wasn't, you weren't on any particularly set schedule going to that meat market for your mother. And you were about the age of seven, and very well could be a very special gift to you from God through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Debbie, as you know, it could be a guardian angel experience.
Sure, sure.
But in any case, it sounds like Catherine was very gifted and blessed with these experiences when she was a little girl.
Yeah, and I think it's beautiful that you're remembering it again, Catherine, and that you're sharing it with all of us. I mean, there's clearly a reason why the good Lord allowed his mother to visit you at such a young age. So I don't know what exactly maybe was going on in your life at that time, or your spiritual life, or your home life, or school, or something of that nature. But again, it's just the comforting effects that we can feel. But from heaven, like Jerry shared about his sister's, wake, and you know, there wasn't any food, and somebody showed up with the exact, entree they needed. I mean, heaven is wanting to comfort us. So for some reason, you were blessed with that beautiful gift, and I just think it's wonderful. So obviously, you must have a very close relationship with the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Well, let me explain something to you. It's just at the age of seven, my simple world turned into nightmares at times, and my dreams often plays my sanity mind. Sometimes I wonder, was I given something, knowing I have to go through a lot of stuff in my life? Could I get a gift, but knowing I'd have to go through a lot of stuff, and maybe I'd have some help through it or something? That's what I wonder about.
You wonder, I'm sorry, it was cutting out just a little bit, Catherine. So you're wondering if the gift was given to you for a certain reason?
Yeah, because at the age of seven, I was very quiet and simple as a child. But at the age of seven, my simple world turned into nightmares at times. And I often praised my sound of mind. There was a lot of harm done by head and my mind at times through the years of my childhood. And it really never ended. And could I be given that gift because maybe being told I'd receive some help and stuff that I'd have to go through? Mm-hmm.
Well, it could have been something like that. She was saying, you know, that it could have been an indication of some suffering that she had to go through in her life. And Catherine, that very well could have been. Debbie talked about, you know, God wanting to comfort us, Catherine. And it sounds like, Mary, if that was, some sort of a manifestation of the Blessed Virgin Mary or guardian angel, it could have very easily been God preparing you for something that came later along through your life. So we hope and pray that that has been the case. And it sounds like you've got a wonderful, beautiful memory of those experiences. So
right.
So glad that you were able to share them on the show with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate it. God bless you. You're a beautiful soul. It's very obvious you love Our Lady, and she loves you very, very much. So that's incredible. Okay, we're going to move, though, to Johnny in Michigan, because we got to go fast now. We're going to run out of time. Johnny is in Michigan. Jerry, please wave on YouTube. Hi, Johnny. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Debbie and Jerry. Good afternoon, everybody on YouTube. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome.
Well, yeah, quick question. I don't know if it's a question or a favor, but I'm a student in community college, and I'm taking two classes this semester. Mm-hmm. And the one class I'm taking is anthropology, and that started last week. And we did talk about St. Augustine last week a little bit in class. I thought that was interesting. We talked about St. Augustine. And the other class I'm taking is Michigan history. Any enlightenment or any advice that you, Debbie or Jerry, could give me would be greatly appreciated. I have 40 credits so far, and I need 60 for an associate.
Wow. So, good for you, Johnny. Way to go, man. This is fantastic. You and I share something in common here, that we're both back in school again. And I guess my advice to you would be just, do all of the work that's assigned to you, even if there's a bunch of reading. I am just a horrible reader. I've never been a reader. I don't like to read. My sister would have five novels going at the same time and pick up whichever one, struck her mood at the time, Johnny. But I'm not much of a reader, but they assign a lot here at the seminary. So I just have to be disciplined. disciplined and get that done, and then study hard, and then really just rely on God. You know, I would really encourage you. You know, I don't know about your disposition toward being in these classes or anything, but just don't be stressed by them. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just do all of the assignments to the best that you can, and let God do the rest. Because that's what I find in my own classwork here, Johnny, in the seminaries. I just give 100%, and then I leave the rest up to the Holy Spirit, and things seem to work out. Deb,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just say, you know, be like a sponge and just absorb everything and just, you know, see how the good Lord wants to use that new knowledge that you've gained, and see what you can bring into the world with that, by way of just interaction with people or in ministry or something even bigger than that. But I think it's awesome that you are on this quest to learn more and to grow in this area, Johnny. I think it's pretty cool. So more power to you.
When I was younger, Jerry, I wanted to actually go to seminary.
Oh, yeah?
But because my mental health at the time, my family said, no, don't do it. And I did. My first choice was to go to seminary or to go to Wayne State, you know, over in Michigan. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, but because of my mental health, I couldn't go. So.
Well, Johnny, can I ask a favor of you? You didn't get to follow that path to the priesthood, but would you please make a point of praying daily for those of us who are following this path, and God willing, will be ordained someday and serve God in the priesthood? We can celebrate masses for people like you and all those that we know and love, and we really do need the prayer support. So would you kind of take us on, all of the seminarians, as kind of a special prayer project for us?
Yep, and I know that you're in seminary right now too, Jerry. I'm following your journey.
Yes,
so.
I am. Yeah, so thank you. Please do pray for us, Johnny.
Would you
do that? Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you, Johnny.
And just one last thing. Just a quick hello to everybody on YouTube that responds to me. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you. God bless you, Johnny.
Yeah, we love YouTube. I love the YouTube chats. They're so much fun. Thank you, Johnny. Jerry, real quickly, going back to Catherine's call. Catherine, if you're listening and still in Cleveland, Ohio, we've had a couple of messages come in about, you know, you feeling when you were younger that you had a visit from the Blessed Mother. They wanted to confirm that a lot of times when the Blessed Mother does present those special gifts to her children, you know, in a very personal way, like she did with you, in your story, it's usually to comfort, to know that she's always there no matter what you're going through in life, from that moment forward. So, and then ultimately she will bring you home. So I think it's quite beautiful that the Take-Two family has weighed in. So others have had similar experiences with the Blessed Mother. So just to know that you're very blessed that you received that gift.
Yeah. All right. Amen. All right. Thanks again, Johnny, for the call. We're going to move along here on Unscripted on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Going to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Goldie Mary is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Goldie Mary. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie and Jerry.
Hi.
I'm calling. I just wanted to share that I'm attending this Saturday for the EWTN family celebration.
Oh, nice.
And I'm so excited for that. That I've been registered since May. Since I received the mail, so we registered, me and my husband, and I'm really excited for that. Looking forward. I'm so happy to hear that you're going, Debbie.
I am, but I may, you know what? I am actually leaving on Friday. I was going to leave on Saturday, but
I heard about your story.
Oh, yeah. So but it was so nice to hear your voice, because I would love someday to meet in person, but I'll tell you, I'm just lucky to be able to get there to the radio conference. I'm just so grateful.
Yeah, I'm praying for your safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well. I'll pray for your travel there as well. So,
yeah.
So
and
tell.
Also, I'm gonna. I wanted to know. I'm sorry. I wanted to know. EWTN are going to have like any gifts or religious items there to buy?
Oh, well, at the I'm family sure celebration.
Will, yeah.
Yeah, the big store is there. The EWTN religious catalog. There's going to be a lot of items there. Oh yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's believe me, when they call it a family celebration, it's a big celebration. It's huge. You're going to have a blast. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be attending also the Friday night, the media missionaries.
Yes. Oh, good. Oh, perfect. Oh, yes. you're gonna have a great weekend. That's wonderful. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. Well, we're glad you weighed in on this conversation, but you also had a question about Curcio. I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I pronounce this right, but we like the Curcio.
Mm. Curcio, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have in our church this coming September 20, like I think it's 4 days, 20. I'm not mm-hmm. sure, but I don't know if I should attend or, like, I listened for the previous callers about saying just go, just say yes.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's very similar but it's more intense. It's more of an intensive retreat. Curcio is, and it has a very, very long term effects by way of community, building community and the relationships that you meet during that long weekend. And it's really life changing with, you know, the Eucharist being obviously the central part and building that community, walking together, learning and growing and deepening your faith life, really committing to going, you know, all in with God. Curcio movement or the Curcio retreats are very active and ongoing. And so I would definitely take it seriously. I know now I don't know if things have changed with the rules, but typically the men go first on a Curcio and then the women go on Curcio after them. I don't know if that has changed with the protocol, but I will tell you that's the way we did it here in Arizona. And it's really quite beautiful. And you learn so much and you grow in your faith in just ways that you never thought you could grow because you're sharing and bouncing off things in groups and teams with small group sessions, large group sessions. So I don't know, Jerry, did I capture it accurately?
I believe you did. You know, I don't have personal experience of Curcio, but use the word life-changing, which I was going to add as well, because I have never spoken with anyone who went through a Curcio weekend whose life wasn't changed in a dramatic and beautiful, holy way. So, Goldie Mary, if you have been invited to go on a Curcio, it is fully orthodox and very spiritually enriching, yes, as Debbie said. So mm-hmm. I would definitely encourage anybody to go based on what I've heard. I know someday I'll eventually have the opportunity to go in some capacity, but I would definitely say that's probably a big thumbs up, Goldie Mary, if you have the chance.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, and have a beautiful trip in Virginia at the EWTN Family Celebration. You're going to have a blast. So thank you so much for calling in, and we just love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Jerry?
All right, we're going to get back to the calls. Michael, hold on just a minute. I just have to tell you about EWTN Live, which is Wednesday. Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mitch Pacwa is the wonderful host of that. And Dominican Father Anthony Gimbroni will discuss what the Bible has to say about the priesthood. I hope I get a chance to tune in on this. And they're going to concentrate on the scriptures and disregarding the typical academic debates. So join Father Mitch for EWTN Live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, here on most of these same EWTN stations.
Okay, we're going to go to Michael in the great state of Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could just help me right quick with the saints I can use for my intercession for my daughter. She's in nursing. She's recently new to the field. And she's having a little tough time. Just been praying to her.
Okay, can you tell us, Michael, tell us real quickly, what can you give us Jerry and I are on the same page. Okay, we both texted the same saint, so we believe this is the saint for your daughter, but just real quickly give us keep her privacy, but just a detail of when you said she's having difficulty. Is it with other people? Is it with her work? Is it with her own? Is she having anxiety? What is she going through?
She wears her heart on her sleeve. You know what I mean? She can be emotional at times,
mm-hmm. okay,
with people and their suffering.
So, okay, got it.
Maybe get a little stronger.
sure. Okay, we've got the perfect saint for you, Jerry. We both agree on it.
Well, yeah, you may have heard, Michael, of St. Gianna Beretta Mola, her first mm-hmm. name, Gianna, G-I-A-N-N-A. and then her last name, Molla, M-O-L-L-A. She was a physician, and she was, of course, a laywoman, a wife, a mother, and she actually laid down her life. She was, I think she was encouraged to abort one of her children, and she decided to go through with the birth, and she ended up dying as a result of that. So she's a saint now in the Catholic Church. But St. Gianna, B-E-R-E-T-T-A. John, if you just Google St. Gianna, G-I-A-N-N-A.
Mola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Molla, you will mm-hmm. find that. And I think that would be an amazing intercessor for your daughter, Michael.
Totally agree. And Michael, here's another second confirmation, because let her get a enlist in kind of a group of saints to help her, okay? Because they will all step in. You know, remember the whole network of the angelic realm and the heavenly realm, they're working. They are working just like we're working as the church militant, okay? But it's so interesting because our call screener, Matt Kabinski, he typed over St. Catherine of Siena. That was the second saint I had. So St. Gianna Molla and St. Catherine of Siena, Michael, you got. And plus, you are Michael. So go to the Archangel Michael to absolutely protect her. Pray the St. Michael prayer for her each morning to make sure she has that added protection, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
You got it, Michael. Yeah. You know, that yeah. I don't think we enlist the heavenly realm enough. I really don't. I think we should do a whole show on it.
Well, you know, if we see our lives as Christians as being part of a family, which we should because we are, mm-hmm. Siblings help one another in families. And
that's right.
Our deceased loved ones, especially the saints, they're not gone. I like to say they're not gone. They're just gone ahead. And they are in the presence of God. And since they did his holy will to the point of being called saints in the church, there's nothing God will not give to them that they ask for, because they would never ask for something that is opposed to God's will. So definitely mm-hmm. powerful to go to the saints. Okay, Angel in Albany, Georgia, listening on WTOA Radio. Hi, Angel. Welcome to Unscripted. Hello, Angel. Are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Okay,
I'm so
good.
Sorry.
No problem. Good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about a situation that happened with me that I haven't been able to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, prior to the death of John Paul II, you know, it was being covered 24 hours a day from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was in my car that day that he died, and they came over the radio and announced his death. And I had this desire to go by the church. So I went to the church, and you have to understand that where we sit in the middle of the block, there's a school across the street, there's nothing within a block or two of any direction from the church. So it's a clear view either way.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, the vestibule of the church had a large conference table set up with a book that people could sign, you know, prayers and wishes, you know, for his recovery. And I'm looking at the book, and this woman says, "Is he gone?" And I looked over to my right, and standing over in the corner mm-hmm. of the vestibule, away from the doors, and I would have heard somebody come in the doors, was this lady. And she was just, you know, dressed in normal street clothing. There was nothing special about the way she was dressed or anything. She mm-hmm. wasn't glowing or anything like that. And all I could do was nod. And when I looked back at the book, I turned back around and she was gone. And I went to the door and I looked. There were no cars out there. There was nobody mm-hmm. walking.
Right.
There was no one around. I don't know where she went. I don't know where she came from, and right. that was it.
Okay, so let me share a couple things, Angel, real quickly, because Jerry and I are big followers of John Paul II. We love him. He's one of our powerhouse saints we pray to every time we start the show. And over the years since his death, we have heard countless stories of encounters since 2005 of his death, just stories of people feeling like they were so close to him and they had some kind of premonition or some kind of feeling. And because remember, this was a very holy man. He's a saint, right? So a very, okay. very holy man. He was our holy father, our Pope. Okay. So he was very active in the world. And when he died, he was very active. He continued to be very active because, you know, his life actually began then, right? And the saints, when they are moving in that direction, they're extremely active with the living here on earth. So it doesn't surprise me that your name is Angel. It doesn't surprise me that this lady walked in with street clothes on and she just, you know, and then she disappeared. It was probably a guardian angel. There was a very active time during John Paul II's illness and his death, and now after his death. And when saints are first canonized, they're extremely active. So the stories are coming in like crazy about John Paul II. So it doesn't surprise me, and I just wanted to give you that confirmation that you're not alone, because other people had similar situations. Jerry?
I can't add to that. That was I agree. I remember when Pope St. John Paul II was ill and really showing the world how to live and offer one's life in sacrifice. And I agree with you. There were a lot of things, blessings people had and experiences around his suffering and his death. So, Angel, thank you for the participation in our unscripted. Nancy in Toledo, we're not going to get to you. I apologize for that. You wanted to share about some Acts retreats near you. Please, if you want to email us that information, we'd love to receive it at take2@ewtn.com. Want to thank the show team, of course, today, as always, Matt Gabinski, Michael McCall, Rich Jesse was on social media. Debbie, tomorrow is part two of your interview with Gary Zimak.
Yes, amazing. All about fears. Oh, it is such a good show. Please, everybody, tune in. I'm going to be flying to the EWTN radio conference, and then we'll be live on the conference floor on Thursday, Jerry. So exciting.
All right. For all of us, EWTN, thank you all for a great show. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll talk soon.